Hello, and welcome to the OnFIF podcast, a weekly discussion on the key trends in investment and economic policy from some of the world's leading commentators. On this week's episode, we talk about gender diversity.
Having female representation on boards, I think, clearly create better opportunity for a more robust and diverse discussion, and that ultimately should lead to better business performance.
We talk to Boon Chai Loh, Chairman of the Diversity Action Committee here in Singapore. Boon Chai, good morning. Firstly, thank you very much for joining us this morning. This is all part of OnFIF's ongoing project where we look to track gender balance index primarily in official institutions and financial institutions, but of course that has a lot of ramifications and goes down to a lot of investments they make and policy decisions they also make. So we like to address the questions of why is gender balance important, why should financial institutions care, can gender balance enhance decision making, given that women and men of course have different types of risk appetites. There could be better decision making, and that could also mean better investment choices. So what is your opinion, or what is the state of female participation at leadership levels here in Singapore, especially within the corporates today?
Well, if I get into the participation rate, as with any decision, and if you reference your earlier point in terms of investment decision, why is it important for financial institutions? Before arriving into any decision, inputs are very important. Inputs can come from many different areas, different sources, and one of which is obviously gender. And even two different people of the same gender, you're going to get different opinions. So let alone male, female, gender, in terms of view. So clearly that's important, especially in the areas of investments. With regard to the participation of women in the Singapore corporate scene, I would say that generally fairly well represented, at least in the ranks of senior management of our top 100 listed companies. Almost a third of them are women. That compares well, and if not higher, than some of the other countries. That said, I think when it comes to female representation of directors at the board level, I think there are areas to improve, and that's one of the key objectives of the Diversity Action Committee, which I chair, to promote and articulate the business values of having gender diversity on boards.
Very good. I suppose the areas of improvement, as it were, what are the key barriers to having more female participation within Singapore's corporate boardrooms?
One of the most common cited reasons is the lack of talent. But if I look at the participation of female across companies in general, or even going as basic as the opportunities given to female in the areas of education, workplace, I think that's fairly balanced. So if you try and extrapolate that, there's no reason why we shouldn't have more women on board. So the availability of talent is one commonly cited reason. But I think it goes beyond that. It's really the opportunities available for renewal at boards, and that's what DAC is looking to do, to promote at least renewal at boards that create opportunities for women directors to be considered, and at the same time for boards to consider different skill sets and be willing to take in first-time directors too, be it male or female. Different background experiences bring different value proposition in any discussion.
So you mentioned the DAC, which for our listeners around the world stands for the Diversity Action Committee. What was the impetus or the reasoning for Singapore starting this initiative?
We felt that given the participation of women, at least at the workplace, and the equal opportunity given to women, there's probably a need to have a broader representation of women directors on boards. And the DAC was formed to promote awareness, but more importantly, I think to articulate the business proposition of why having a diversity of views that could come from different background experiences, including gender, would lead to better decision making for companies, which obviously the aim is to help in the overall business of any companies.
I think that idea of really highlighting the business proposition, as you say, in having a diversity of views is key, but also still remains more to be done within human capital investment to increase female participation as well. So how will increased female participation at leadership levels impact corporates in Singapore as a whole?
Well, demographics in most part of the world are changing. If you look at even the consumer purchasing behavior, women representation is increasing, and trying to understand your customer base, how your business is changing, that includes greater female participation, really then requires management, businesses, boards to take into account how that impacts their business. And having female representation on boards, I think, clearly create better opportunity for a more robust and diverse discussion, and that ultimately should lead to better business performance.
Follow your customers then. So what can the business community do to advance more women into leadership positions? Are there specific reforms that could create more female-friendly work environments, for example?
I think work environment clearly helps, so not just for female, but even for male, so that both gender could take equal responsibility at home. That allows, obviously, female to have time at work too. But I think more importantly, take some risks in the form of having first-time directors onto boards. Take some risks in terms of moving beyond the usual familiar circle of so-called board-ready directors. Explore right talent, but not necessarily experienced directors. And I think boards may find gems in some of these searches and taking the steps forward.
Very good. So in the steps forward, what do you hope to see in the next 12 months?
The DAC, or the Diversity Action Committee, has laid out some targets to achieve. We hope to have 20% representation by women on boards of our listed top 100 companies by 2020, 25% by 2025, and 30% by 2030. We were at 13% at the end of last year, trending in the right direction, but clearly we like to see a greater improvement. So one hope is we're trending higher quicker and we hit our targets earlier than the dates.
Very good. Hope you do. So what role should men play in all of this? We've got some great targets there. Why is it so crucial for men to be part of the conversation in gender diversity and balance?
I think it's not just men. I think environment, social movement, government, agencies, chairman of boards. I think we all need to be supportive, open-minded, and keep thinking about how having gender diversity would help in business decisions and ultimately has to benefit the business. It's no point setting an objective, a target, if all we want is to achieve that without any underlying business rationale or business improvements.
So one of the key takeaways from ONFIF's report this year is that, which of course only focuses on official institutions, is that Asia Pacific is the region with the lowest, what we call the gender balance index score, at 6%. It is the only region also with a single digit score. The biggest economies in the region, of course, China, Japan, India, South Korea, had some of the weakest country scores in the region. What are the possible factors that contribute to these scores?
Well, there may be unique specific factors that with regard to individual countries. I think it's hard to generalize that. For one, there may be cultural background, cultural environment, but I think there is clearly wider recognition amongst all countries in terms of trying to achieve greater diversity. And I'm optimistic that over time, we can only see improvement. Question is, at what pace?
I agree. Even back in China, when Mao Zedong said that women hold up half the sky, there's still more to be done, of course, in there as well. Well, thank you very much again, Bun Chai, for joining us today. That was very interesting to hear on the targets the committee here has set itself. Also, taking your point about taking some risks and having first-time directors is very valid. The issue of greater need for human capital investment and talent, but also developing the business proposition and having a greater diversity of views, not specifically just gender diversity, but as you say, diversity is the key there. So thank you very much. I don't sure if there's any final remarks you'd like to make at all.
Well, I think it's important to have perspective and balance. And as is commonly said, behind every successful man or successful business is a woman.
Very true. I'd just like to take this opportunity to remind our listeners that on the 2nd of April, here in Singapore, we'll be holding the fourth edition of our annual ASEAN debates to coincide with the ASEAN Ministers of Finance and Central Bank Governors Retreat. The theme for this year's debate is innovation and resilience, balancing opportunities and risk for finance. You can register via our website, and there are also further details on there for you, and we hope you'll be able to join us.